Ryan's heart was pounding as he stood beside his bed, the satin nightgown still clinging gently to his skin. Miss Delaney entered the room, carrying a neatly folded uniform. "It's time," she said simply, placing the uniform on the bed. "Put this on quickly. We don't keep instructors waiting here." She turned without waiting for his response, shutting the door behind her. Ryan hesitated, eyeing the uniform carefully. It was unmistakably feminine. A soft white blouse, a pleated pastel pink skirt that fell mid-thigh, delicate white knee-high stockings, and shiny black Mary Jane shoes. He swallowed, hands trembling slightly as he undressed, carefully setting aside the nightgown and slipping into the uniform. Each piece felt strange against his body. The blouse, silky against his bare chest. The skirt, flaring gently around his thighs. Stockings, hugging his smooth legs, making him feel exposed and vulnerable. His chastity belt was clearly outlined beneath the skirt, a constant reminder of his submission. Miss Delaney returned, appraising him with a faintly satisfied smile. "Good. Now follow me." She led him through winding corridors until they reached a classroom door labeled Introduction to Feminization. Ryan took a deep breath as the door opened, revealing six other nervous-looking students seated at individual desks. Each was dressed identically, the same apprehension written across their faces. Miss Delaney gestured to an empty desk in the center. As Ryan sat, he noticed the small, neatly arranged welcome kit on his desk. His pulse quickened as he saw its contents. A bottle of clear lubricant, a printed booklet titled Feminize You Academy Rules and Guidelines, and most shockingly, a lifelike pink dildo. Ryan felt his cheeks flush hot with embarrassment, heart racing as he glanced around, noticing identical kits on every desk. He leaned slightly towards the student beside him, a slender figure with short, tousled hair, eyes wide and uncertain. "Did you know it would be like this?" Ryan whispered anxiously. The student shook his head softly, biting his lower lip nervously. "No idea," he whispered back. "I just hope nobody I know ever finds out." Their brief exchange ended abruptly as heels clicked sharply down the hall, signaling the instructor's approach. The door opened swiftly, and an elegant, stern-looking woman in her mid-30s walked in, heels echoing authority with each step. She wore a perfectly tailored pencil skirt and a white silk blouse, hair pinned neatly back, her eyes sharp as she surveyed the room. "My name is Miss Harper," she announced, voice firm yet calm. "Welcome to your first class, Introduction to Feminization. Here you will learn what it truly means to embrace femininity, obedience, and submission. You've each been provided a welcome kit. These items are your first step toward self-acceptance and discipline." Ryan's eyes drifted anxiously back to the dildo, cheeks burning with shame and confusion. He barely registered Miss Harper's continued instructions about posture, manners, and proper behavior. His mind too distracted, racing with thoughts of what the next weeks held. "Your rules and guidelines booklet will explain everything expected of you," Miss Harper continued, her voice unwavering. "You will read them thoroughly tonight. Tomorrow we begin practical training." She paused, her gaze scanning each student slowly, stopping briefly to lock eyes with Ryan. "You are here to learn, to obey, and most importantly, to become the submissive, feminine person you truly are inside." Ryan's heart skipped, a mix of dread and inexplicable excitement twisting in his stomach. Miss Harper straightened, glancing at the clock on the wall. "Now it's time for lunch," Proceed to the dining hall promptly. Lateness is never tolerated. As the class began to rise, Ryan stood slowly, legs trembling slightly beneath his skirt. His mind was spinning, caught between embarrassment, curiosity, and apprehension. Whatever awaited him next, he knew there would be no turning back now. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.